What's the latest news you have from Anbar?
Several areas of Anbar are still under control of ISIS, while ISIS is still trying to get to the other areas, such as Amiriyat al-Fallujah and Khaldiya, which is a district in Al-Habbaniya. At the same time, ISIS has completely surrounded 360 degrees the two cities of Haditha and Baghdadi, whose citizens continue to suffer lack of food and water. However, security forces supported by tribal fighters still remain in the cities, but with weak capabilities when compared to ISIS, that has secured weapons and military vehicles left by the retreating army forces and police.
Do we know exactly what groups are fighting Islamic State right now?
Military units from the federal police, the army, and the Golden Unit, along with the tribal fighters from Anbar, are moving towards Ramadi. Simultaneously, special security forces attached to Baghdad operation are deployed around Baghdad. A unit of popular mobilization announced their conditions to participate in the liberation of Anbar, among which is the endorsement of National Guard law and the secession of the American airstrikes.
What's the mood in Baghdad right now, with everything that's been happening in the last week?
Since last year, following the fall of Mosul and Salah ad-Din provinces to ISIS, the general mood in Baghdad has been tense on the economic front, which is experiencing anxiety in the market and the decline in trading activities and the government financial crisis, all of which has negatively impacted the life and the well-being of the Iraqis. Moreover, the fall of Anbar to ISIS, despite the government's previous declaration that it is ready to confront ISIS, has further shaken the confidence of the Iraqis in their government.
And finally, on Friday we heard the Iraqi Vice President Iyad Allawi criticizing the U.S. airstrikes, saying that they were, not effective, that there was no strategy. Is he the only one saying this right now? Are there others who are concerned or voicing similar opinions?
No, I'm afraid no. The statement of the Iraqi vice president were not the first to criticize the U.S. airstrikes. Other politicians have pointed out the benefit of these airstrikes in the face of the continuing influx the ISIS fighters across the border of Syria into Iraq and vice versa. In comparison to the military objective announced by ISIS, it seems that the U.S. airstrikes, in the opinion of some politicians, have not been effective.